Hello and welcome. In today's episode, I'll be proposing 8 ways that you can use parallel chord motion in your music. Each has a different feel or vibe, so you will have to choose the ones you want to use depending on the harmonic effect you are going for. This particular harmonic technique consists in moving a chord or a harmonic interval and maintain the relative distance between pitches, or put another way, it's when all the voices of a chord move in the same direction. It can be used to connect with a more important chord or to thicken a melodic line. Parallel harmony can be tonal or real. If it is real parallel harmony, then an exact transposition of the chord occurs, meaning that the chord or intervals will be moved around in a fixed formation. On the other hand, in tonal parallel harmony, the chord or its intervals are moved while maintaining their relative interval distance, using only the notes from the scale you are working on. Like in the following example, where you will hear chords in the first inversion forming a melodic line over an A pedal note. In the next example, you will notice that the harmonic melody or top note of the chords is tonal. However, the rest of the chord voices move in a fixed chord formation and thus using chromatic tones in relation to the C major tonality. It uses the same harmonic melody as the previous example, but with real parallel chords, imperfect fourths. Now that we have covered what parallel harmony is, let me show you some of the ways in which you can use this technique in your music. Number 1. Resolving to a target chord as a chromatic approach chord. In the context of C major tonality, the target chord is A minor 7, and I am using minor 7th chords in real parallel motion to make a chromatic approach to it. Number 2. To create harmonic tension over a pedal note. In this example, the first bar is a real parallel chord motion example, while the second bar is tonal. Number 3. As chord cycles. This is an example of a major 3rd chord cycle using major 7th chords. Or using backcycling to a target chord using a minor 3rd cycle. Here I use the minor 3rd cycle approach to a target chord using altered dominants. Number 4. Mixing tonal parallel chord motion and real parallel chord cycles. In the upper staff, we have a tonal parallel chord motion, while on the bottom staff, I am moving the chords in minor 3rd cycles. Number 5. To create harmonic contrasts. In this case, the D minor 9th is my reference chord that I use to create contrasts, but instead you can create a succession of chords. Just make sure that there is enough time in each chord so that the listener can settle in. Here is the example. Number 6. As a modulation device. In this case, I am modulating from D flat major to E flat major tonality, to be more specific, to the chord of A flat. Number 7. Over bass lines that have a melodic roll. In these two joint examples, we have the top chord tones that are being used as reference to make tonal and real parallel chord motion over a chromatic bass line. And finally, number 8, experimenting with different chord types. Because each chord formation will give you a different feel while using this technique, here is a comparison while using the same melodic line. This last example is a reminder that depending on the type of chords you are using, you can get different results. So make sure you experiment with not only different chord types, but also different chord voicings. When you are using parallel harmonic movement, you don't need to be concerned with voice leading. Instead, the focus is on the harmonic melody and its role in a particular musical context. As seen, there are lots of ways in which you can use this technique, and the only limit is your creativity. It's all for now, and I'll see you on the next episode. Happy composing!